Next, we're going to get an update on North Korea. South Korea's foreign minister was in Washington yesterday for talks with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and they discussed efforts to get North Korea to resume the six-nation talks on its nuclear weapons program. Just last week, North Korean officials said they had developed nuclear weapons and that they are withdrawing from those talks. One member of the six-party process is China, a longtime ally of North Korea. But as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing, it appears the Chinese have less and less influence over the North Koreans.
If one myth has been exposed by North Korea's announcement last week that it has nuclear weapons, it is how much the North Korean leadership listens to China. Of all the things that China doesn't want in the region, a nuclear North Korea is near the top of the list, and Beijing has made that clear to Pyongyang. So, says Professor Shi Yinhong, an international relations expert at Beijing's People's University, the Chinese government is furious about the North Korean announcement last week.
Of course, China is very angry with the North Koreans. This announcement runs directly contrary to two of China's main objectives in the region. First, keeping the Korean Peninsula nuclear-free, and second, Beijing's commitment to hosting six-party talks for as long as necessary in order to reach a diplomatic solution.
A senior Chinese official is due to hold talks in Pyongyang in the next few days, and diplomats and analysts say he will undoubtedly try to put even more diplomatic pressure on North Korea to come back to the negotiating table. It's clear, though, that the North Koreans are not really listening. So the big question is whether Beijing will go further in order to make them listen. Most of North Korea's oil and food comes across the border from China, and most analysts agree that China could bring North Korea to its knees simply by turning off the tap. It did so once before, 2 years ago, for just 3 days, in order to send a message to North Korea about who's in charge. But Shi Yinhong says that despite its anger, Beijing has reasons not to want to take such drastic action.
The Chinese government doesn't want to solve the nuclear problem at the expense of losing Pyongyang forever as a useful strategic partner. Although North Korea has been a huge headache for China, it's not just nuclear-armed North Korea that worries the Chinese government. There are other strategic issues, such as the presence of American troops on the Korean Peninsula.
The other big question is whether China, with its veto power in the UN Security Council, would ever support official UN sanctions against North Korea, a move now being suggested by some in Washington. Diplomats in Beijing say that is unlikely, unless North Korea actually tests a nuclear weapon, a red line that Pyongyang has not yet crossed. But for many of the regional powers involved, the red line keeps moving. The South Korean government has also in recent days been criticized by opposition parties for shifting its red line in order to continue its policy of engagement with the North. Lee Chung-min is a political scientist at Yonsei University in Seoul.
The South Koreans basically have said, well, we cannot verify this independently, and that until we have more intelligence, we simply cannot say that the North Koreans today could be construed as a nuclear weapon state. And so for the South Korean government, the key is how do we manage this new snowball, and they basically have chosen to go into deep denial mode.
With so few options to choose from, and a military option all but ruled out, most diplomatic roads lead now back to the Chinese capital, and the question of just how far China is prepared to go to make North Korea return to the negotiating table. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.
Yesterday on this program, we told you about a missile defense system that is seen in part as a potential defense against North Korea. This morning, we have an update. The National Ballistic Missile Defense System went through another test yesterday, and it failed. The interceptor missile did not get out of its silo. That drew another round of criticism from those who call the system expensive and unproven. Military officials said the problem was with the launch site and not with the missile technology itself.